Tuned into another episode of Intellectually Petty Radio, brought to you by M3S3 Clothing. Men make moves and suckers stand still. And as always, on the mighty, mighty, mighty Nerve DJs Radio Network. Come on, man. Y'all already know, man. Week after week, legend after legend. And today is absolutely no exception. This brother is one of the gods on social media, and he ain't doing no salacious goofy shit. It's just real honest opinions on real situations, the skits that are phenomenally hilarious. He's got over 300,000 on IG, over 130 million views on YouTube, damn near 2 million followers on the book. It is Mr. Jeremy L. Holloway in the building. How you doing, King?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How's your family?
Everything's good, man. Everything's good. Just, you know, one day at a time.
Okay. Actor from Memphis.
Yeah.
Life is going great. The whole world. Are you getting recognized in public a lot?
Yeah, I've been getting recognized, man, since 2017. But I took a few years off of social media just due to I got banned twice for 2 years. When they changed the community guidelines. So I kind of stepped away for a while, and I'm trying, but I am coming back with my new skits and, you know, new content. But yeah, I get recognized all the time. And it's different when I'm in Memphis, mm-hmm. like, cause I'm from Memphis. So it's like, I don't know why you're looking at me, but when I'm in a different city, whether it's LA, Atlanta, Dallas, Houston, wherever I'm at, even Jamaica, Mexico, when people start staring at me, they be like, hey, You the guy from YouTube, you Jeremy, like it's cool.
No fear about it. Nobody tripping.
I mean, not yet. I mean, most times people don't approach me because of my face.
Okay.
They would DM me like, hey, was that you today at the mall? Like, I was like, yeah, that was me. Like, oh, I thought it was you. I wanted to say something, but you was looking. You had this look on your face, and I was like, I'm chilling. Like, you want me to walk around just, I'm like, nah, I'm just chilling. I guess I have a face that's unapproachable, but I tell people, like, you can approach me. It's cool. I like to meet people who support what I do. You know what I mean?
You know, I had every intention on calling you like the nice Kevin Samuels, but then when we were talking off camera and you made me realize when you don't do personal shit. Why not? Yeah.
Cause I don't know people. And I understand that people go through different things, personal experiences, why it would make them do the things that they do. And I'm not the person that's going to judge you because I don't know. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So what I try to do, I discuss ideas. I discuss situations. I discuss topics. But I never try to attack the actual person because I don't know. I can disagree with what you're saying mm-hmm. without attacking you. I don't have to bring up, oh, well, you a single mom or you a deadbeat father. You ain't had no father in your life. I don't attack your personal experiences. I try to get you to understand that whatever you've been through probably have got you to this idea. And we're going to discuss the idea and your mm-hmm. topic. But within discussing it, we're going to get to the bottom of why you feel how you feel.
Okay. I'm an old guy. And I see a lot of weird shit online, especially with the dating in your generation. Is it that bad out there?
I can't tell you. I don't date. I tell folks all the time. It's the last thing I'm going to do is date.
Okay. I'm not going to
ask. Hey, look, it shocks everybody when I say that.
Because it people want to ask further questions, and I'm going to leave.
No, you can ask further. The reason why I don't date because people, they don't understand what dating is. And that's the reason why I don't date. It's no definition or mm-hmm. definite answer of what dating is. You got people dating for all sorts of reasons. And me, I'm not out here dating for no relationship. I can care too less about a relationship. What I want is marriage. I want a woman that I can be with for the rest of my life. And most people are not dating for that. Most folks, they get lonely. They want something to eat. They want to have some late night fun. They need something to do. They want to pass the time. So it's like, and I tell people, one, I never date a woman when I say, hey, how you doing? My name is Jeremy. I have to like you first. And in order for me to like you, we have to have some type of conversation. And if you don't want to have a conversation with me, the only way for me to have a conversation with you is to offer to take you somewhere, I'm good. Because now it ain't about getting to know me. It's about you going, you want to do whatever you want to do. I'm not here to judge what you want to do. If you think that's how things work, that's cool. But if I'm not good enough for a conversation, man, I'm straight. I gotta get a vibe with you first. Once I get a vibe with you, I'm like, I feel like it would be a good time we go out. Because when I go out with a woman, I'm not going out to get to know you. I'm going out to have a good time, which is why if we do say we together for long term, we're going to continue to date, because dating was to go out and have a good time, not to get to know each other. Because a lot of people get to know each other during the dating stages, and soon they say they know each other, what they do. They say, I like you, you like me, let's do this. Now they stop dating. Because they use dating to get to know each other and not just have a good time.
I never thought of it that way. And at this point, like, you're so popular that it's got to be, you know, it's got to make you very distrusting, because it may not necessarily be dating you. It's dating who they think you are.
Absolutely. But it's not that I distrust them, you know, because it's obvious. It's obvious when they're dating me for the Jeremy L. Holloway, because I just really like what you do. I just blew it. Like, most cases, I don't want somebody who knows who I am, because typically if they know who I am, they have an inkling of what they think I am. So they act a particular way.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Versus, what they think you want.
Exactly. And typically women don't give me what I want, because they see my content and I really don't do that. I'm a good girl. And it's like, baby, I like a freak too, baby. I don't get on social media to talk about my private life and what I'm doing behind closed doors, but baby, I get it in. So don't think that I'm just this, oh yeah, I want a woman that, you know, no, baby. But how I court women, it makes it hard for them, because what I look for in a woman is to be herself. In most cases, people are so accustomed to portraying themselves as a certain thing that they never adapted the true essence of being themselves. So when they at work, they have to be this particular way. When they're around their family, they're a particular way. When they're around their friend, they're a particular way. And once they get behind closed doors, that's when they're a different person. You know what I mean? And 9 times out of 10, when people dating, you don't see the person behind closed doors. They put this front up like, yes, I'm like this. Now I like you. Now I'm going to show you all my baggage behind closed doors. Everything. I don't like to be bothered. I don't like talking. And it's like, baby, I want you to be yourself, because if I like you today, of you being yourself, I'm going to like you tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't want to find your stunt double.
Yeah. I don't want that person. But yeah, see, and the thing about it, I know when they're not being genuine, because everything they're saying is the right thing to say.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yo. Okay. So what is soft guy era a thing?
I don't know. I just saw it on social media. Like, I find it funny, because I understood that the videos I'm seeing with the guys that's doing this soft guy era thing, they only taking a jab at the women that's doing this sprinkle, sprinkle, soft girl era. You know what I mean? But I do understand that there's some guys who would take it more seriously than the guys who are just joking about it. And I'm like, I feel y'all. I understand. You want to give them a taste of their own medicine. Where I come from now, how I operate now, I'm not going to match that woman's energy. I'm not going to deal with her. I'm not going to waste my time trying to show you how you sound and how you're acting. I'm just not going to deal with you, baby. That's cool. You feel how you feel. That's cool. I'm just going to go the other way. Point blank.
It seems like the whole, like, if you're not doing relationship shit, you're not popping on social media.
I mean, this is the thing. When I was telling people years ago, because they was classifying me as a relationship expert, relationship guru, and I'm like, bro, that's not what I do. That's not what I do. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, if you look at any, whether it's comedy, skit, whatever, everything is relationship based. There's nothing that you can do that's not relationship based. Even things with yourself, because your relationship with yourself, if it's a skit with you being at work, it's you and your coworkers. Make it funny. It's your relationship between you and your coworkers. Like, you hate when you're around your coworkers. Here they go talking again. They eating out the free. They ate your food. It just, everything on social media is relationship based. Because you decide to give your opinion about it, doesn't make you an expert. Me, when I started doing my content with my skits, I was only, being completely honest, I was only trying to talk to my ex-girlfriend through my skits. I was only trying to let her know that now I understand what you were saying about me. Now I know I need to fix myself. And once I took that stance of fixing myself, I continue to make content surrounding fixing yourself. So people are like, oh, you don't take sides, or you always send me for the women, or women get mad at me. You always this for the, you. It's like you hate women. It's like, no, I don't hate nobody. What I want y'all to do is look in the mirror. That's all I want you to do. Because I was the same as a lot of y'all. I felt the same way. I felt like women was this, women was that, women. I'm saying women because I'm a straight man, so I only dealt with women. So I feel like women. But I had to realize they dealing with other men too. So sometimes the reactions that I'm getting has nothing to do with me. It's what she's dealing with. Now I was able to open my mind to different things. I was able to open my mind to how I was with my ex-girlfriend and things that she was saying to me. And it just taught me so much about myself. And that's when I really became happy, because I fixed them things. Most folks need therapy. But when I fix them things with myself, mm-hmm. I wake up every day happy. And I'm like, man, if y'all ever try to do this, you will see a part of your life that you've never thought was possible. But people don't want to do that work.
I mean, well, you know, like, I have accused you of violating the man laws.
For real? Which one?
You telling the secrets, bro.
You think so? You
being too honest. Like, some of that shit, man, we don't want you to say.
Absolutely. But it's the thing. I get more women being honest than I ever do lying. And this was before social media, before people started sharing my videos. And once I realized me telling the truth never stopped me from getting women. I tell people this, and this is probably the worst example. Why do a guy, I don't know if I can say, it started with a P, but it sounds like simp. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can say whatever the fuck you want to say.
I'm trying to make sure, you know, I'm on your platform. But when a pimp don't lie to his women, but he gets them to do everything he wants them to do. He doesn't lie to him. He tells them exactly what they're going to do, but it's the way he say it to them in an honest way, he gets the results that he want out of these women.
That's not true, though. That's pimps true. Lie. Pimps
oh,
lie.
Oh, I got, bro. I'm from Memphis. I'm from Memphis, fam. Listen to me. I've been around a lot of pimps. They're not lying to them. Like, this is what we going to do. We going to such and such, 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 such. And he do it. He don't say he ain't going to put hands on. You know what I'm saying? He don't say everything all the back, but he tell the truth.
Then it's selective truthing.
I get that. Whether you say it's selective or not, it's still the truth.
Okay, I got you.
It's still the truth. It's still the truth. It's still the truth.
Selective truthing in real life does work.
I'm going to tell you this. However, you know how many women that I've approached, uh-huh. How you doing? And I told her I wanted to sleep with her. I don't know how you doing. And it works. But most guys think it doesn't work because he don't know how to do it. And women would tell you, if you want to do this, just say this. But they don't know how to do it. See, a lot of women see that that's the point that, oh, you being too honest. Yeah, I can be honest, bro. And I'm successful with it because I'm not gonna walk up on a woman and say, hey, you look good, I want to smash. No, it's not the way you go about doing it. I've been very successful with women. Just simply being honest, because it's certain things that you have to do, which why women think that you should be able to read their minds. Because if you understand a woman, bro, it's not hard. So I can tell you the truth. It's not going to stop me. I've told women, there's nothing that you can do to stop me from sleeping with you besides stop talking to me. And I'm not going to take it. You're going to give it to me. You're going to give it to me willingly, because it's nothing that you, if you, only thing you can do is stop talking to me. Because I know how to break down your walls, baby. I know how to give you something that you ain't never got before.
Oh, you sound like a Memphis pimp.
That's honest truth. Women out here telling dudes what they haven't experienced. If you just listen to them, and stop complaining about it. They telling you. It's easier now more than ever.
When I'll say this. The longer you are with a woman, the less she appreciates your truth.
That's not true.
Oh, it's so... Come on, bro.
That's not true.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's not true.
Yeah. Like, up front, in the beginning, I get you with all that. 10 years in, it's certain truths she don't want to hear.
Whether you want to hear it or not. Baby, look, I ain't trying to hurt your feelings, but it need to be said. Because the only way that we going to survive in this marriage or this relationship, if we be honest with each other. And I expect you to tell me the same thing. If I'm slow stepping, if I ain't up to the part, tighten me up, baby. Tell me the truth. You ain't got to worry about it.
Your girl have a baby.
What's up? Gains
40 pounds. Puts on a dress.
Mm-hmm.
Do I look fat in this?
Baby, yeah, you ain't got a little bigger, but it's cool. We go downstairs and work out in the gym. We can get it off. I ain't got a little bigger too, baby. I got to tighten up. You still look good.
Okay.
We're going to get it together, though.
You don't
look fat, but you gain a little weight, but it's understood, baby. You had a baby, baby. Every woman gain weight, but we just going to knock it off.
I think you could get away with it, but most of us can't.
Because it's how you say it.
Yeah.
You can tell the truth, but you just got to have a way of speaking. I could say, yeah, you fat as hell.
That's not going to go over.
It's not going to go well. Or I look fat in jail. Yeah, you look a bit fat. That's not going to go well. You know what I'm saying? You have to. It's also understanding that what you're saying could be taken. I understand that what I say could be taken a particular way. So I preface my comments before I say it. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like some people just say it. Like if I know I'm going to hurt you and if I know I'm going to hurt a woman's feelings, what I'm about to say, what I say, baby, look. What we need to do is have a serious conversation. Now, what I'm about to say, it may be taken the wrong way, but understand what I'm trying to get to a resolution. And being that me and you got a lot of stuff going on right now, we have to sit down and just be honest. I ain't gonna take nothing that you saying the wrong way, so please don't take nothing I'm saying the wrong way. Because the only reason why I'm saying what I'm saying is because I love you and I want this to work between us. Now you want to diffuse the situation before it became a situation. Now, baby, look, you ain't been cleaning like you used to. You ain't been doing this. I just want to understand what's going on. Is it me? Do I need to do more? Are you feeling overwhelmed? Need me to help you somewhere? Like, versus just saying, man, you ain't cooking like you used to. And she's like, man, I've been working it. I've been doing this a bit. Now it's automatic. It's an attack. You have to take away the attack. See, a lot of people feel attacked when you say something, which is why you get the results that you get. If you take away the attack, like, hey, I'm not attacking you, baby. That's not what this is. If you take that away, now y'all can have a conversation. I can only imagine how people hearing this.
You sound like the relationship guru.
But I'm not, though.
I'm over here taking notes, and I'm twice your age. Because I hear myself saying some of the shit that you say and don't say because I'm not thinking about it in a more digestible way.
And you know, but see, you know why? That I'm everything that I say, I do. That's the only thing, because I'm 30. Almost 10 years ago, I had a girlfriend. I was around 20, 24, 25, 26, up in there. I'm getting up there. But I say that to say I didn't know how to speak. I was still being honest, but I was very hurtful with what I was saying. I was verbally, I don't know if I can say the A word, but abuse. Okay, make a show. I'll be trying to make sure I'm on four platforms. I was very, very verbally abusive without knowing that I was. And I realized a lot of people don't know that they're verbally abusive because they think, oh, I'm not trying to beat you down, but what you're saying is very hurtful. So I didn't realize these things until I got out of my relationship and I looked back on it like, I didn't have to say that. I could have chose my words better, but I didn't know how to choose my words better. So what I started doing was practicing with random women. And I still do it. Like if it's a random woman, I would try to see how to say something because I can mess up with you. You a random woman. I can mess up. But what I don't want to do is mess up once I get that woman. Once I get my lady, my wife, I don't want to mess up when I talk to you. You know what I mean? So some people, I ain't got to explain myself to you. You ain't my man. You ain't my woman. No, I'm explaining myself so I can learn how to do it. So when I get with my woman, I ain't going to have too many missteps. So after I broke up with my ex-girlfriend, I was trying. And I was feeling. Sometimes I was doing well. Sometimes I was able to sit down and hear some stuff, something I didn't want to hear from a woman. I would digest it. Okay, she made me mad. Let her finish. Don't cut off. Don't retaliate. And it's like, now I was able to have a grown person conversation. You know what I mean? So I feel like a lot of times we just don't teach ourselves these things because we fall on that knife of, I wasn't taught this. Okay, you wasn't taught.
But you still should be able to learn it.
You can learn it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I think I had to teach myself this. And I taught myself a lot of different things, but I was only able to teach myself this when I looked myself in the mirror after my ex-girlfriend said, bro, you ain't shit. Like, you a terrible dude. I kept telling myself, I'm a good man, I'm a good man. Like, bro, you're not a good dude, bro. You terrible. You're so bad because I can't even articulate myself. She come in the house and say, what's wrong with you? I don't know how to tell her. So I'm just tired. But my face, my emotions, my energy. Now she feel like she can't say nothing to move because I'm going to snap, which I was doing. It was like, I can't do that. Now you coming to have, what's wrong with you, baby? I don't even feel like talking right now, but it ain't got nothing to do with you. I got stuff in my mind right now. Just give me a minute, baby. Just give me a minute. I need a little time to myself. Okay, cool. I'll be in another room. Boom. Now when I feel like talking, yeah, baby, we just stuff going on today. And I feel like I was ticking time bomb and I didn't want you to walk in on that. But it was just this right here happened.
I think with a lot of men, though, and myself included, I have experienced this over the years, is that the fear is that our honesty will be weaponized.
For sure.
And so how do you know, okay, or is it just the luck of the draw, this is a person I can be vulnerable with, and this is a person I can't?
It's not a luck of a draw. This is what I realized. Within trying to date somebody or talk to somebody, get to know somebody, what I do is when I'm talking to somebody in the beginning, the things I know I need is what I'm looking for. I don't care where you grew up. That's irrelevant. I mean, it's good to know, but it's not nothing to gonna make you being from Texas not gonna maybe not talk to you.
Right.
But that's not I'm not gonna sit down and have no conversation of, oh, so tell me about yourself. Oh, you're from here. Oh, what school you go to? I don't care about that. It's not important to me. That doesn't dictate what me and you gonna be like. So when I talk to a person, typically I'm not asking no questions. I'm seeing how you operate. I'm seeing that you're never asking me how my day is. I'm seeing that you're not texting me first, but I'm not gonna tell you that.
Yeah.
I'm just peeping game. I'm peeping that you're not taking no initiative. I'm seeing that when you call me, you it's something wrong with me, but you didn't notice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, at FaceTime, you see my face, you ain't even notice. And then if I tell you, it's been one of them days. You don't even take interest. You don't even try to be the shoulder for me to lean on. I peep game on all that. And then I would give a woman a very small sample of honesty to see how she takes it. And if she take it the wrong way and try to weaponize it, from that point on, I can't talk to you. Let me give you an example. I used to talk to this woman in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
It was 2020, and me and her was messing off for some months. But everything been cool. I know everything been cool. We've been kicking it. We've been, you know, doing grown-up stuff, going out, having a good time. Having a good time. And I used to have these moments of, I'm not going to say depression, but I used to feel down because I felt like I wasn't where I wanted to be in life.
Yeah.
You know, it's me. Sometimes women, but some people had those moments, and I was having one of those moments. And it's a woman that I'm talking to every day consistently, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this one day, I'm ignoring everybody's phone call. She called, I ignore it, but I said, you know what? I can't do her like that because me and her is on a different level than anybody else.
Right.
So I text her like, hey, I don't want you to think that I'm ignoring you, but I just my mind is. 1,000 miles a minute right now. I'm just trying to focus on something. I got a lot going on, but I just want to let you know I'm not ignoring you, but just give me a few days, you know, to get myself together. Told her the truth.
Mm-hmm.
She turned it into me. If you can tell me, well, why won't you let me help you? See, this is what I be saying. See, hold on. Me feeling some type of way made you feel some type of way? Me, you didn't even ask or care about what's going on. Well, she did ask. She was like, well, you can just tell me. I'm like, I don't really feel like talking, though. But the fact that I don't feel like telling you, you weaponize it like I did something to you versus saying, you know what, let me get him some time. I told you. I didn't have to tell you nothing. I could have just ignored you. I could have just not responded.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as she took that route, we was never the same. It was over. It was, you done. And that, because that's something that I need going forward, is a woman to understand. So I always test the woman with certain things. And I mean by test, not to purposely do it, but it's things that I don't have to do. But I'm going to do it in the beginning because these are the things that's going to make us or break us.
Okay, but is it possible that that was a learning moment for y'all relationship?
Well, we wasn't in a relationship. That's not needed.
Not like okay, me and that's your woman. When I say relationship, right. the dynamics between y'all moving forward, and that maybe she just was not equipped to adequately handle that.
Absolutely.
But she wanted to.
No, she didn't.
She didn't. Okay.
And the only reason why she didn't, because even after I said what I said, she still had an attitude. Even after I told her, hey, like, you making this about you and you woo woo. Because, okay. And even after that, once I told her, because she knew it was a different thing, she was very apologetic. She was saying how much she was sorry. It's cool, baby, but you ought to show me your colors. And the only reason why I'm saying that, because you may can learn it, but I don't have to be around for you to learn. You know what I mean? Like some people be like, oh, well, now it's a learning curve. That's cool. You can learn it, baby, but I understand just off that I'm miles ahead of you in a multitude of things. Because you don't have empathy. You're not self-reflecting. You don't care about the next person like that. You think you do when everything good, but relationships ain't built off when things are good. It's built off when things are bad. You only know that person is your best friend because when things got rough for you, this one person was right beside you, which is why people say, I want to marry my best friend. They don't realize that. But your best friends and your friends, your associates are on different levels. The best friend have seen you at your worst. They've been there.
And they ride with you, yeah.
Right. I'm cool. You messed up, that's fine. But I would not have messed up because I've worked on myself. You see what I'm saying? I did the work, so I'm not going to mess up.
I guess it's just life positioning.
Huh?
It's life positioning.
What do you mean?
Just pretty much what you're saying. You may be willing to learn, but I'm not willing to teach.
Absolutely.
I'm like three books beyond you.
Right.
And it's no disrespect to you. I'm not trying to be offensive to you, but I don't want to regress.
Right.
You know, I need to find somebody that's on the same, that's in the same, you know, library as I am.
Right. And she's not a bad woman. You know what I mean? She didn't have no ill intent.
Yeah.
But I understand when something, I don't want to hold your hand the whole time. In the beginning, I understand the purpose is not going to be perfect. I get you're not going to be perfect. Excuse me. But when I tell you something that you did and you still don't realize, you're too emotional. Like, I can't deal with that. I can't deal with a person who's overly emotional to where you can't control your emotion. I'm very emotional, but I have to keep my, like when people see me at the gym, when I'm not on social media, hey, you nothing like you on, you nothing like you is on shit social media. Cause I be aggressive. I'm about to fight. Like, but you tripping. I'm like, like I be spazzing out. And honestly, I apologize. It's numerous times where I've lost my temper with another guy in the gym. I'm like, hey, bro, that was me, bro. I apologize. I shouldn't have came at you. Like, and I do that simply as a man. Like, bro, I understand. I'm not always right. I'm wrong. And I take that to heart. When people mess up, if you can't say you sorry, you can't say you apologize and tell me what you're apologizing for, I can't deal with it.
That's she wasn't able right to there. Do that. Yeah, that's the key right there. Like, anybody can say I'm sorry. It's just two words. I need to know, why are you sorry?
Exactly. What did you do? I'm sorry. I'm gonna say for what? I'm only gonna say for what, just to see why you saying you sorry for what?
Yeah. You gotta have that's part of the accountability.
For sure. And I would say, and they would say, well, for the other day, because when you was going through it. And I said what I said. What was wrong with what you said?
Now I will say I don't think that and it's my generation's fault completely. We definitely did a poor job of raising healthy minded, relationship oriented people. And now we got a bunch of goofy motherfuckers showing their ass on the internet every 32 seconds.
I'm not a person who blames, like, the people before me. I just take notes. I don't want to be like that.
But it's not you blaming. Mm-hmm. It's me accepting accountability.
For sure. But a lot of people, what I understand is a lot of people use what you're saying as See, this is why I'm like that, because I ain't had no daddy. I feel you. But you know where you lacking, right? So if you know where you lacking it, why not fix it? If something wrong on your car, and you got the means to fix it, and you know what it is, if you got a flat tire, what you want to ride on the rim? If you know your tire flat?
Yeah, you got a point there, bro.
You know the tire flat. We've established that the tire, you driving and your car pulling to the left. I don't know what's going on. That's different. You say, I need a wheel alignment. All right, cool. You know you need a wheel alignment now. You just go not get it fixed? When you bought, it wasn't like, yeah, of course, but rare and tear. You got like this because the car got like this based off all the things it's been through. So now the wheel, it's pulling to the left because it need a wheel alignment. You got to tighten yourself up. And once you know what's going on, if you don't want to fix it.
That's on you.
That's on you.
Yeah. All right, so the skits and the acting. Now that you have reached, matter of fact, let me go back a little bit. How did you go from being suspended for 2 years to hundreds of millions of views? Did that just happenstance, or did you have a plan?
Well, honestly, my skits, and it's not like cocky. It doesn't matter when I post my skits, they're going to always do well. And the only reason why, because I don't do trending topics. See, a lot of people on social media, they gain a lot of followers real quick because they do trending things. But yeah. It's like you have to, if that's how you gain your following, all the videos you've done, like you can't post like all of the skits you've seen about R. Kelly years ago. You can't use those skits anymore. It's not gonna do well because it's not trending.
Yeah.
Things that you've seen around social media, it's not gonna do well. I didn't do that, I didn't take their route. What I did was talk about real life situations. Situations that I did in 2016 still going on now. So I can just post a video from 2016. And it does millions of views because it still resonates. A mom taking a child from the father and weaponizing a child to use against the father. It still go on. I made that video in 2017. So once I got out of the 2 year hiatus, they was shadow banning me. And it was like, we're going to take all your social media. Because what happened, they in 2020, they changed the guidelines of what you can say, what you can post, different than the third. And I started to post my content and they started flagging. I'm like, bro, y'all paid me for these videos already. How was it good yesterday but not good today? You paid me for it.
That's crazy.
And I realized it was my terminology. You know how now you can't say certain things, you can't write certain things. I didn't realize they had did that in 2020 because the pandemic, I wasn't posting. I was getting people were paying me to post on my page. So with my content, I understood that with my skits, which why I'm getting back to them, it doesn't matter when I post them. Like, I got a video that does, every time I post, it does well, where Sharika, the actress that was in the video with me, she was like, oh, I should be marrying her, but she not doing no wife things until I marry her. And it's like, okay, so you want to marry me.
Watching that one.
You see what I'm saying? It's like, and that video was 2018. You see what I'm saying? But no matter when I post it, and that people post that page, people start their TikToks with my content so they can get more views. So when I post the video, and I'm like, you want to marry me? Why? Because you do this, you do this. Oh, so you're saying that what you want your husband to do? Yeah. So you see a husband in me. What do you think I see in you? You trying to be a girlfriend. So why would I marry you and you trying to be a girlfriend? I have to see you being a wife. The problem is I'm already a husband. I'm just not your husband. Post that video, man. When I post it, it goes viral because there's something that people deal with every single day. And being that we're not addressing real life situations, we only addressing the trending things, soft guy era, $30 dates. That's cool stuff to talk about, but that's nothing that's going to stand the test of time. And my content, it's what it does.
Yeah, the one where you were telling, you and your girl, you thought it was your girl going up to her dude, and you talking shit like, yeah, what I'm about to do to him is your fault. And when bro answered the door, and this nigga is Sasquatch.
And you know what's crazy? That was my very first viral video. And that was 2016. But no matter when I post that video, that video got like 80 million long on YouTube. I posted last year. It did like 15 million views on TikTok. their video have done, and people take the video. It has done, it's millions of views. If I'm, I wouldn't be mistaken. I would be shocked if it wasn't all as a total over 500 million views. But all of the people who take that video, I mean, that was my very first. I had 1,500 followers when I made that video. But being that it's not a trending topic video, I can post it whenever, and it's always gonna do well.
Yo, I've had quite a few people. You know, I've been doing this for a minute now. So I've had, you know, a bunch of names on the show. I'm not even going to lie, man. I was surprised at how easy you was like, yes.
Yeah, man, it's all good. No, because a lot of people be afraid to ask me on their show. You know what I mean? Like most people, I've learned it. And I recently did a podcast. It didn't go me trying to be respectful. Like I'm being respectful to your show. Like, should I say this? I'm always going to be respectful of somebody else's. But then it taught me something doing that person's podcast. Like I can't let people slide, because if I let you slide, then you think it's something that is not. And I'm glad. I'm pretty sure I'm glad I let it slide, because it could have went left.
Right.
But a lot of people don't want me to come on their shows because it's gonna go against everything they talk about, especially if we combined our pages. So it's not just because everybody who follow you gonna rock with you. So and I'm going against what you're saying. Everybody in the company is gonna be going against me. I understand that. Just like if a person came on my content, if one of these, I guess, red pill guys, whatever they call themselves, if they came on my platform, people going to dog them, because my platform is not for red pills. Yeah, so yeah. If I come on yours, they going to dog me. Fam, I get it. I don't feel some type of way. Of course they disagree.
No, because I'm not that type. Like, I've never been a gotcha type of motherfucker.
Right.
And I talk about shit that just makes me feel comfortable.
Right.
And whether you agree with that shit, like that shit, I don't give a fuck. I'm too old to care.
Right.
I just don't, you know, but I like to have great conversations with even better people.
Absolutely. Because I like to have conversations that push things forward. I don't want to have the same conversations that's keeping us divided. You know what I mean? Like I said, my content is surrounded about self-worth, self-awareness, self-understanding. It's like, you have to my book that I wrote just behind me, Understanding is Key. Everything is about understanding. And I wrote the book, and then once I heard, what is it? It's not, what's the name of that group? It's not SWV. Escape. They had a song, How Can We Communicate If You Ain't Trying to Understand? And it's like, people say communication is key, but it's like, is it really? Because we can talk all day. If you're not trying to understand, you'll never understand.
Yeah, understanding, Well, I guess people take communication and understanding is one and the same.
And that's the problem. Because if we sit down and have a conversation, doesn't mean that I'm trying to understand you. If I sit down and understand you, I will.
Yeah.
If the core of us to doing what we're doing, because once you get to an understanding, because communication is not always verbal. You come in the house, I see how you looking. I understand what is going on. So I know not to cross paths with you right now. You had a long day.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to tell me you had a long day. I know.
Yeah.
I understand you.
I can see.
You see what I'm saying? I can see. I see understanding. I feel like understanding is the source of everything.
Yeah. You know, and then ego gets in the way more than people want to, especially for women. Women refuse to admit they got an ego just as big as ours. And it prevents them from understanding, because they'll not understand some shit, but their ego will prevent them from saying, hey, I don't get what you're saying.
Which is why you shouldn't have to, which is why you don't tell them anything. You ask them questions. So now I tell people, like, if you want a person to see themselves, and I'm only saying it because I did this. I mean, I was doing them skits. People think I've been through all that, but I ain't been through 95% of those skits. But I understood what people were saying to me. So I said, once I acted out this scene, word for word, conversations people have made them sit back like, man, that's me. I was that guy. I was, you know what I mean? See, back in the day, men used to DM me like, bro, I appreciate your content, bro, because it made me understand what I was doing wrong. Now I know I got to do better, because I ain't know that's how I was coming off. Yeah. I didn't know this about myself. I didn't know this about myself. Women, it was a little different story. A little different story. You had women who were like, oh, I didn't know that was what I was doing. I got to be better. You had, it was a little bit, you know, and I still tell folks to this day, like, bro, when I first started doing content, it was two different reactions. Women would write me or ask me questions like, how can I get a man to stop cheating? How can I get a man? Men write me, bro, how can I be better? How did you get to the point of being able to articulate yourself as well as you do? based off what you said, you weren't able to do it at first. How was you able to trust a woman to say this? What did you look for? Like, more men was trying to evolve and be better versus like nowadays, they just competing with women. I don't really like that. But yeah, they going tit for tat with a woman. I'm like, bro, you a man, bro. They, at the end of the day, they gonna follow you. If you stand 10 toe, they gonna follow you regardless.
I don't know about that, man.
For sure. For sure.
They say, you know, it takes a, you know, a strong man. It should just take a man.
See, the thing about it is people use, and I don't want to talk about that community, but people use a man as just the gender. And I feel like that's the thing that people are not, oh, I'm a man, but it's like, yeah, bro, but you don't have the skill set to lead a woman properly. That's why she won't follow you. You don't know how to, you don't understand, because I had to learn this, because I thought leading was taking control of everything. Now I'm controlling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like, no, leadership is not controlling everything. Leadership is understand picking your battles, when to retreat, exactly. When to push forward.
When to push her forward.
Right. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to take the back seat. Yeah. Like we just saw LeBron a few weeks ago, and they was in D'Angelo. Was going off in the game. D'Angelo gave him the ball, and LeBron like,
shoot this.
It's your time. You the one doing it. That's a leader.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't have to score all the points. Yeah. I don't have to do that. Yeah. I understand what's going on. It's your turn. It's your time. Take control. It's you. And I feel like that's what I had to learn, because when I was young, I was very controlling. My way or the highway. I'm a man. It's how I'm supposed to be. And I said, no, that's not it. And I think once a lot of men get to that point of that body of work, women feel that energy from a real man. They feel it.
Okay. I got you.
You see what I'm saying? Like, cause it's something that they, cause being that it's, I'm not going to say it's rare, but being that most males don't give that energy of being a man, which I've never had a problem with a woman trying to submit to me. My problem is women try to submit when I don't want you. Like, baby, hold on, slow down. I don't like you like that now. You do.
They just come in the door like whatever you want,
and people will say, oh, because of social media, like, bro, this is before social media, like, bro, like, and I hate to say it, bro, like, I was so bad of a dude. I did some bad things to women emotionally. Like, I used to call myself a chameleon. I'm whatever she think she need from me.
Yeah, I was the same. I was a horrible dude, bro.
I was horrible. Yeah. But and you know the thing it taught me though, and I feel like a lot of guys run into this. I was such a chameleon to her. When I finally got with a woman, I didn't know how to be myself. And when I was being myself, that was the hardest thing, because it was like I was second guessing. Why you love me? Why you with me? Why you this?
And then you lose the great one.
Well, I didn't lose the great one, but I feel you. It's a possibility. It's a possibility. I lost the woman I was supposed to lose.
I feel you on that. I would agree with you, but there's also, and I think like a lot of guys, they once they get it, oftentimes you realize that they got it a little too late for the person that would have benefited them the most up until that point.
Right.
Now going forward, you'll meet somebody that you're supposed to meet and works right for you. But up until, you know, but yeah, it's always somebody.
No, for sure.
Like, yeah, I should have been better to that person.
For sure. And that's the hard part. That's the part I was trying to eradicate. When I was doing my skits, I was acting out these situations so you won't have to go through it.
Yeah.
I wanted to show you, like, hey, understand this. Like, and I still do this to this day with my newer skits that I ain't dropped them yet, but they coming. Mm-hmm. But with my skits, when people are like, you're not taking sides, whether talking about a woman or a man, it's like, bro, because we have to understand what we doing. Even though he kept cheating on you, okay, cool. Why weren't gone? How did he get to kept cheating?
Yeah. How you get to baby number 3?
Yeah, like, how do you get there? Well, it's cool. I'm not knocking you, but you have to understand the part you played in it. Because no matter what he did, you have to understand what you did and what you can do better. So now you can trust the next person, because you so worried about what the next person did wrong. So now you have to realize what you can do better. And as men, a lot of times, we not, they say men are logical creatures. But logic don't mean that you're right.
No,
logic don't mean that you're correct by what you're saying. You made sense what you said. It don't mean that it's right. One time one ain't two. one time one ain't one. You feel like you know what I'm saying? Like, it makes sense to say 1 + 1 = 2. It makes sense. But one plus, and I don't want to get too, but I want to get too.
I think one time one is one, though.
But it's not, though. It's one. It is one in our math. But you can't multiply anything times something and get the same number.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying? But to dumb our math is not actually correct. Which is why you have people who are very smart in math. Then you have people who are like this top tier. Like their math is letters. You see what I'm saying? Like,
I've seen math books with just letters.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it's not like, because that's the real. Like, you can't do one plus. Because I always tell people, I learned this a long time ago, and I'm not trying to take the topic somewhere else. But I tell people that the space matters. The only reason you saying this is two because there's a space between it. If you're doing this, it's still two, but it looks different because there's no space. You can only read words in a book because the space is between the words, but people don't account for the space. So if you're saying 1 + 1, there's three things right there. There's three things. It's not two, but to make it make sense, to be logical, that's two. But people gonna say I'm wrong. But the more research you know, the more you learn. But
I'm not that bright, bro. That's,
it's not. It's all good. But see,
flying way over my head, bro.
I get it. I do research to understand different things. And okay. I feel like as men, a lot of times, get back to the topic, we wait until we mess up to try to learn something.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, the moment you understand that you ain't got no money right now, it's cool. Don't go out on a date when you got no money versus saying, oh, I ain't got no money going on a date. Like, bro, you ain't got it right now. It's cool. Don't be out here trying to date. Don't get mad at the women for not rocking with you because you ain't got no. Nah, it's cool. Oh, you don't know how to articulate yourself. It's fine. Where are you falling short when you talk? Well, I can't trust no one with how I feel. Well, give her a little bit of how you feel and see how she reacts. I asked women this years ago. I said, ladies, if y'all got a guy number, and within 2 weeks, y'all on the phone, and he's very emotional. He crying. And you ask him what's wrong, and he say, my cat just died. How would you feel? And they was like, oh, he soft, he this. I was like, I understand. Now, what if he told you that cat was the last thing his mom gave him before she passed away? Well, that's different. See, it's the problem. You didn't even ask. You judged him based off of just the cat, but you didn't get the connection that he had with the cat. You don't understand what that cat meant to him. You think it is a cat, he's soft, he a grown man, he shouldn't be crying. But that's the last thing his mom gave him, the last thing his mom asked him to take care of, and the cat passes away. Now he feel like he don't have that connection with his mom anymore, and that's why he's crying. It's not the cat. It's the connection with his mom.
To be fair, I'm going to laugh at you too, bro, until I
do that. Right. Men, exactly. And men, we do the same. And that's why I feel like guys are disingenuous because they say women don't care about how we feel. Men don't care. Stop being a sucker. Stop being this. Because you don't know. Men do the same thing that these women do to these men. So if men stop doing it to each other, maybe women will stop doing it. Because women follow our lead. You know, it's too deep. It's too deep.
That is extremely, that is a grave level deep.
Men do it to each other all day long. That's the reason why I stopped. I stopped doing it because if I don't know, bro, I ain't gonna judge you. I ain't gonna be like, man, you even you playing basketball, you hurt yourself. Man, stop being a sucker. Come on. Like, no, bro, you might be really hurt. Hold on. Get you straight? You good, fam? You know what I mean?
I will say this, like, our circles are generally smaller than theirs. So ooh. Men's circles are generally smaller than women's.
But you know, I understand what you're saying. But I like me, I know a lot of guys. I moved to Atlanta. I know a lot of guys out here. They're not in my circle. But if I see them, what's up, boy? And I would give them the same respect that I would give them the people in my circle. You see what I'm saying? Like, a lot of times.
But the people in your circle, the way you interact with them, like, say the same cat scenario.
Uh-huh.
If you're in my circle, I already know that your mama gave you that cat. And I'm not going to fuck with you about that cat. Now, if you're just some random dude I'm playing basketball with, I'm talking shit about you until you like, bro, my mama gave me that cat. That's just the way, you know.
Right. But I'm not, I'm, I'm not saying what you're saying is not a thing that happens. Uh-huh. But what I do, I had to understand, once again, I don't know. It's easy to say, once I be like, man, what's going on with the cat? Like, what's going on? You crying over, then I would give you that. And I feel like that's the part, we just do things in reverse. We hurt somebody with our actions and then wonder, oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
How about you know before you have that first reaction? How about you respond the way you should respond once you know what's going on?
Yeah.
See, we just been accustomed to doing it the wrong way for so long. And now it's my bad. It's my bad. How many times your woman going to take my bad? How many times your man going to take my bad? Because you're purposely deciding to do it the opposite direction versus, hold on, before I say something. Like, if my woman coming to me and said, Jeremy, you cheating on me, I can clearly say, you tripping. Here you go with that. I can automatically do that, especially if I'm not cheating, man. Here you go. Argument versus I can say,
what makes you think this?
What am I doing? What am I doing?
Yeah. What am I giving off to make you think this?
What's different from yesterday?
Yeah.
How long you been feeling like this?
Yeah.
And then once you get the saying, I can understand it. Yeah, but you tripping. Now I can say that because I understand where you're coming from. Like, yeah, you tripping right now. And it's cool, but you tripping. Okay. You see what I'm saying? I feel like we just move into what we do is upset people and then get mad how they react when we upset them. I ain't mean it like that. It don't matter how you meant it.
It's how it was received.
It's how it's received.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me, when's the movie coming out, bro?
I'll tell you, the movie should have been out, be honest with you. But I'm not gonna lie, the more I'm getting back to it, but I wanted people to see me back in my element of my skits. Because now I think people just think I just do reaction videos. It's just this, like, bro, reaction video just very easy to do. Which is why when people saw me go at Derrick Jackson, or when they compared me to Derrick Jackson, I'm like, bro, what he does and what I do is completely different. This one I only did skits.
His whole MO was a man law violation.
It wasn't even a violation. I feel like he made himself seem like he was perfect, and that's where he failed at.
Oh my God! Yeah,
that's where he failed at, and being that you attacking guys, and I say attacking because he would name them. Oh, he a F boy, he a lip boy. He didn't like, bro. You don't. I can understand what you're saying, but you're going to 100, and it's like, bro. I always tell people, like, people that follow him will be like, what's your issue with him? And I always tell them, he tell you what to think, and I try to make you think. That's the difference. I'm trying to get you to think on your own, because if you go to a therapist, they know what's wrong with you. But they can't tell you, because you have to have the aha moment, because that's how you truly heal. You get the therapist can tell you all day long. You sit down the first 30 minutes. You got mama issues. You talk to your mama. But no, they hear you say certain things, and they keep hearing a thing. So tell me about your mom. How your relationship with your mom? She know what's going on, but she have to get, okay, so when you start feeling like that, they have to get you to that point. Yeah. And I try to get people to that point without telling them. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I had a lot of therapists that used to follow me. I don't know if they still do or not. They may still do. They would tell me what I do was exactly what they do. And they would tell me what Derrick Jackson was doing was very harmful, because he's controlling what they're thinking. So you walk a Derrick Jackson video, a woman would go home and he start a whole argument with her man. Based off, because this what it is. I know what you, hold on, but I just worked late last night. You want to see my timesheet?
Your mans was wild.
Yeah, I'm like, bro.
And we celebrated to the heavens when that nigga got caught up.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't, I'm going to say this.
Maybe not you, but the rest of mankind.
Oh, no. I ain't going to lie. I made numerous clips about Derrick Jackson when he got caught up. But the clips I made, and I always tell people, I said, if you go back to watch my clips, I never knocked him for cheating. I didn't say he was a bad dude, but I did say that he wasn't man enough to understand and stand 10 toes down. What he should have did is just came right out and said, you know what? I messed up.
Yeah. You dragged your wife out there in the bomb.
Yeah, you bringing her out with this now. And before he drug her, before he brought her out there, he went live on YouTube with a whole lie. Yeah, it was two, three weeks ago. And come to find out, because he made a lie before the women, before we heard the women come out. When they came out, now he bring his wife out. Now, why you bring her out? You should have sat there by yourself in front of the world.
Cop to it.
Took your lashes, took your tent. And what's crazy.
And keep it moving.
If he would have did that, he'd have been still able to do content. But they kept catching him in his lies, and he's narcissistic. He this. And like, he made a reaction video to himself.
It's his like boy panic.
I'm like, fam, all you had to do was say, you know what? I fell victim to my urges, and I messed up. And hopefully, whatever I do, I'm able to get my wife back and my children back. But if I'm not, I gotta be a man and lay in the bed that I made.
Yeah.
And women would've been like, he get it. He understand. Women would have ate that up. Men would have been like, okay.
Can't be mad at that, bro. It happens.
It happens.
Yeah.
You feel me? It happens. I feel you, my boy. You do got a lot of women on your tail. I feel you. I can't knock you. But he was like, I didn't do it. Oh, yeah. They didn't bring your wife out there. You all swollen. She just got some house clothes on. Like, hold on,
yeah,
man.
Bro. She looking like Harriet.
She a whole mean.
I'm
now.
Sorry, ma'am. You doing? But you know.
She a whole mean. It's like, bro, you on this? What you did to your wife?
Yeah, you made it worse by a lot. Anyway, man.
Anyway,
if people want to get in contact with you, how they go about doing that?
Man, I'm at Jeremy L. Holloway. On all platforms, y'all want to follow me, all platforms besides X, which is Twitter, which somebody else got Jeremy L. Holloway, but it's somebody that have not posted since 2009, and I can't get the name. It's crazy. But I'm at Jeremy L. Holloway on every platform for business inquiries. It is info@JeremyLHolloway.com.
No, see, what you got to do is you got to send a third party to say that they want to buy the name because they don't like you.
But see, think about 2009. 2009 was
it might be dead.
They made another password. Like this was 2009, bro. I was fresh out of high school. I came out of high school in 2007. Like 2009, my sister made my Twitter for me. But I'm not creative. Well, people don't know I'm not creative in a certain aspect. I'm not a DC Young Fly. That's how he came up with a creative name like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a Just Hilarious. Like I'm like my name Jeremy Holloway. let me sauce it up by putting the initial Jeremy L. Holloway. So now, okay, that's my brand name. So now I'm like a Stephen A. Smith or Michael B. Jordan or Samuel L. Jackson. Okay, so Jeremy L. Holloway. Simple.
Boom. I mean, you a whole brand now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's why I want to tell you I appreciate you announcing me introducing me as Jeremy L. Holloway, because so many platforms, they always leave out the L. And I feel weird to have to correct them like, hey, the brand is Jeremy L. Holloway. If you Google me, it's Jeremy L. Holloway. It's not Jeremy Holloway. Anybody pop up, but it's a lot of Jeremy Holloways.
It is a lot of Jeremy Holloway.
But Jeremy L. Holloway, it's not too many of those branded where you can find me. So Jeremy L. Holloway on all platforms.
No doubt, man. Yo, I cannot possibly thank you enough. This was a dope-ass conversation, bro.
Appreciate you, brother.
If there's anything I can possibly do for you, I doubt it. But if there is, let me know, and I got you.
I appreciate it, bro. Will do.
No doubt, man. You have a good one.
You too, man.
Peace.
Peace.
Yo, y'all already know, man. Come on, man. It's pretty fucking redundant. Oh, and what I have been doing and I'm going to continue to do is posting old interviews on Instagram, because what I'm realizing is that a lot of my folks on the gram haven't seen, you know, the resume. This morning I posted the interview with Malcolm Jamal Warner. Yesterday, the interview with Bia Mechi. If you're not familiar with him, that's 19 Keys manager. And I'm flip flop. I may do the Dr. Umar interview Sunday, because I'm off Sunday. I might post that. I don't know. I got some options. Anyway, keep on the lookout for that. It's Intellectually Petty Radio on Instagram. As you can see at the bottom, YouTube, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. Shout out to Gustav the Great and Teresa. Yeah, the young man is definitely wise. I disagree with you, Gustav. I think men actually make friends easier. Friends being the key operative term. Women meet other women easier. Men make friends easier. I think there's a big difference, but that's just my two cents. On that note, in about an hour, I'm going to get my first tarot card reading. So that should be interesting, and hopefully it's nothing that creeps me out too much. Man, and again, I got to thank Jeremy L. Holloway. Just get that out the just to get that out the way, make sure we got the branding. On that note, man, I'll see y'all in a minute. Y'all have a good one. This has been Jobs. This has been another episode of Intellectually Petty Radio, and I'm out.